Welcome back. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall. By the way, on deck tomorrow here on our show, Susan Page, the Washington Bureau Chief of USA Today, joins me to talk about her new book, a biography of a woman who grew up here in Baltimore to become one of the most powerful and influential figures in American political history. It's called Madam Speaker, Nancy Pelosi and the Lessons of Power. Susan Page joins me to talk about it tomorrow here on Midday. Joining me now is Brittany Young, the founder of an organization called B360. She offers STEM education to local kids by showing them what they can learn about science, technology, engineering, and math when they ride and study dirt bikes. Brittany Young joins us on Zoom. Brittany, it's been a minute. Welcome back.
How are you? And happy Monday.
Thank you. Happy Monday to you as well. So B360 is getting all sorts of attention now. You've been on national television a couple of times, which is fully and wonderfully deserved. For folks who aren't familiar with the organization, talk about what you do, the work you do with the kids who are involved.
Yep. As we know, people ride dirt bikes in streets. It's not just with Baltimore. It's all around the country because unlike skateboarding, unlike bicycling and a lot of other sports, there's no place to go. We focus on is three areas. One, transition people out of traffic into safe spaces and programming. So we have three programs. Our newly launched diversion program, the State Attorney's Office. So for anyone that has nonviolent pending sentences, they can actually work with us. We have a workforce program for people over 16 and then a STEM program. The second thing we do is advocate for safe spaces. So we always talk about having a dirt bike park. We work for people to have those. And the third is create events. So the motorsports industry is $32 billion. But right now, there are no people who look like me in that industry. So we can have the same type of events like X Games, like those in the Olympics, for the style of riding. So that's B360 in a nutshell. Transition people out of traffic into safe spaces and programming and really working towards equitable solutions.
$32 billion industry, motorsports. That's incredible.
Yes. And it's missing an entire demographic of people. So it could be 100 billion plus, and it could be so much bigger, so much better. And the future of that industry, you know, really rests in our cities. So that's how I would, like, if I was pitching it to Honda, that's what I would tell them. Do you want the future of your legacy to end after the next two generations? Or do you want to sow a seed in the current kids who ride on asphalt and really grow it to a whole new level?
And space, again, you know, we're just talking to Nick about this and the challenges he has of space for his organization, Be More Than Dance. Space has always been an issue for you. I mean, there are skateboard parks throughout town. Mm-hmm. What is the biggest barrier to getting a you know, dedicated space for kids to ride dirt bikes?
I think it's a mindset shift. A lot of people have the not in my backyard neighborhood attitude, which is, you know, they don't want that. But I think until it's done, until people see it, they don't think it's possible. So one of the biggest things that we did this year was also launch a partnership with the B&O Railroad Museum. So right in the middle of West Baltimore off of Pratt Street, we are actually every weekend since April been riding dirt bikes and fixing them. And that was important because it's showing people that spaces for dirt bike riders can live right in our cities. We haven't had any issues. We haven't had any problems. We work with the neighborhood association, work with the B&O, work with the police department, you know, and a lot of great stakeholders to make sure they knew we were going to be there. So I think one of the biggest issues has been the not in my backyard, you know, argument, but they will get over that. Just like in West Baltimore, we already are creating a space. And then the second is really around just making sure that people understand our side of the argument. Like you said, we have skate parks, and the skate park of Baltimore is about to have a second location. You know, if you want to do basketball, it's a place to go. And this was the last person was talking about. When you create stuff for people, you design it for them, but we've never actually designed stuff for people who don't want to ride in traffic. And so they just need to understand we have the same goals of getting people out of traffic into safe spaces. And in order to do that, we need a dedicated space to grow programming, to house it, to make sure our students and our young adults, you know, can really have something in the city they identify with. But until we have a space, we're kind of limited in what we can do.
And of course, you know, part of the genius behind your concept of this, and you come from the business world, the tech world, you've also taught at the community college level and in the city school system, is that you use dirt bikes as a way in, as a prism, as a window into STEM. So kids are not just riding the bikes, they're fixing them, and they're understanding the physics behind them. They're understanding the science and the tech that goes into the design and the way they work. And that's obviously going to be, you know, really appealing to somebody who's into dirt bikes. And, you know, so many kids are. So what have, because you've been doing this now for how many years? I mean, when did B360 start? I've lost track.
It's just been four. Technically three. Before, yeah.
So and the you know, popularity of the program and the prominence that it's received in just that short period of time is really remarkable. But in these 3 or 4 years, what have you found is the thing that, you know, that is really resonating with the kids that you're working with, and how do you see the program evolving in the next 4 years, the next 8 years?
Great question. I would say one of the things that resonates is that they identify. I think a lot of times for any type of program, whether it's STEM, whether it's like a math class, whatever, you know, we often throw a textbook at a student and say, go learn this, instead of educators, you know, saying, what do you all like to do? How can you make curriculum around you? And that's really different and special about B360. One, our classes are taught by actual dirt bike riders and Black STEM professionals, right? So you see people who look like you, who are from your same city, who identify, who get it. Then is a common topic you either hear about, you know about, or you live. And so I think that's been one of our biggest feats. We cannot get rid of our kids, which is a good thing. We're right now in 11 rec centers across the city. We start summer camp this weekend. And I think the biggest struggle we have because of the notoriety and the popularity is now narrowing down our registration. So we have over 200 something kids trying to sign up for camp that starts this weekend, and we only have 30 slots. Because I think, again, when you build stuff that's around the kids and around the people, they stay and become lifetime learners. And then I appreciate too how their own mindset shifts. You know, I was one of those kids where I never had a teacher ever ask me what I like to do. I never knew how I like to advocate for myself and to like speak truth to power into how smart I was. What I love is that our young people know they're smart, can articulate how smart they are, and where they'll be going. And about where we'll be going for the next 4 years and then 8 years is really owning this industry. So I want to have a permanent space for B360, like a campus, so bigger than a dirt bike park, a space to do indoor riding, outdoor riding, an auto body mechanic shop. So you can fix and repair bikes and whatever other vehicles, a space to store dirt bikes. And just like people on X Games getting paid for their extreme stunts and their sport, I want to see this grow into that same sport. So having conscious corporations behind us, you know, the Hondas, the Kawasaki's, the Yamahas, whomever, actually sold seeds in B360. And I think the next 4 years, too, we'll be expanding to more cities. So I said earlier, this isn't an issue just in Baltimore, but we can lead the way forward of how to get it right. And so that's what I want to see is a dedicated space, us working with all cities that have dirt bike riders to make sure we have equitable solutions, and then growing our model and our solution. And then I think the biggest is just being in the city, being a Black person from the city, making sure we still have something that's tangible to our identity. And so that's one of the biggest things for B360 is knowing you have a place to belong in your city, even if it's changing.
Brittany Young is my guest. She's the founder of B360. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall. If you have a comment or question for Brittany Young, 410-662-8780. Our email is midday@wypr.org. You can tweet us at @midday_WYPR. So, Brittany, we've talked about this before, but, you know, a few years ago, right around the time you started B360, then Mayor Catherine Pugh started a dirt bike task force. The Baltimore Police Department has had a dirt bike task force where there have been some accidents involving riders of dirt bikes over the years, and some of them have been very tragic, and it is a controversial sport and a controversial thing for a lot of folks in a lot of neighborhoods around town. But where does it stand in terms of public policy, in terms of you know, the statutes around dirt biking, the posture of the police these days with dirt bikers? How do you assess the current state of affairs in that regard?
I would say the world is ever changing. I think 2020 was another awakening, you know, following the Freddie Gray uprising too, for everyone. And so I always tell people, we're not only reimagining education, we're reimagining public safety in real time. So the partnership with the state attorney's office was just that. We got to work and sit down with BPD and the state attorney's office at one time. So really helping them rethink through a strategy, right? Instead of people just going to jail for no line of sentences, they can instead do at least 20 hours. A program would be 360, and that will get their charges dropped. So I think that was a step in the right direction. I think, you know, that it's still a long ways to go just because of the history, not only with just riders and police, but the history of policy and policing in Black communities. Most people do not know that possession of a dirt bike is a misdemeanor. So like the actual physical being of having a dirt bike can send you to jail or have a fine. And I think that's why policy reform is important. But I also think another part that can go towards changing is making sure that, like you mentioned, we had a dirt bike police task force, but B360 still does not have money from the city or from the government. So really, and we're going to police the issue, we have to equally program an issue too. And I'm looking forward to working with this current administration and work with more people across the country to do just that. But I think things are changing. I think, of course, it's a slow process because of so much has happened throughout the years in just Black communities, period, not even just with dirt bikes. I think dirt bikes are a sensitive topic just because of the trust or mistrust, I should say, has happened for so long. But I'm an optimist. And I think now that we have people listening, action is what's happening. And then that first step was the state attorney's office. And then next, I can definitely see us having a partnership with the mayor's office itself, you know, really working to help BPD understand. But the crucial point is in policy, the issues that we have with dirt bike riding is because of policy change that needs to happen. I don't agree that it should be misdemeanors for possession of dirt bikes because that makes everyone a criminal. So while we have the same outcomes of a dirt bike police task force, which is to get zero people in traffic, I think we just need better structures and better systems to do it. And I can't do the work alone. So what I look forward to and welcome is more conversations with BPD, the mayor's office, city council, you know, state attorney's office, and concerned citizens, because it's not resting on one group. It's working with all of us. But yeah, I'm an optimist. Yeah. So I can see it's changing, and it doesn't have a choice. Yeah. But to keep getting better.
And every time I talk to Mayor Scott, you know, he talks about the holistic approach. And of course, you know, Mayor Pugh talked about it. Mayor Rawlings Blake talked about it. But, you know, you really have an opportunity to bring all of these different agencies together, to bring the different constituencies together to, you know, to come up with a common sensible program. Let's go to the phones. We have Mark on the phone from Baltimore. Mark, welcome to Midday with Brittany Young.
Hi, Brittany. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm really stoked about what you're talking about and what you're trying to do, because it's been on my mind for a long time. So let me give you a little background about me. I'm a 61-year-old Black man, born and raised in Baltimore. I've been an application engineer in mechanical and electronic systems and science technology as relates to computers for about 40 years. I'd like to lend my experience and expertise to your organization to help build this out in any way I can. Tell me how.
Oh, we appreciate that. Yeah, the easiest is to go to our website, b360baltimore.org, and you can easily volunteer. And of course, you can donate. But yeah, we definitely would look forward to having more people hands-on, especially with camp this summer and what we're doing in the rec center. So yeah, definitely
That's
come
great.
On.
Thank That's you. Great. And I'm sure Mark isn't the only one, and I'm glad that folks are hearing about it. Again, Brittany Young is the founder of B360. Brittany, that's all the time we have now, but I look forward to the next time we can have you on and get an update on what you're doing. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a great Monday.
You too. Coming up after a quick break, a review of the new online offering at Baltimore Center Stage. Mike Giuliani joins us to share his thoughts about a play for the living in a time of extinction. I'm Tom Hall. Stay with us.
You're listening to Your Public Radio, 88.1 WYPR.